Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's do our Best of the Midwest segment. This is where we talk to people throughout Chicagoland. And I'm saying a very expansive view of Chicagoland there, but a place that you could enjoy on a short drive from the city. Phyllis is on a phone line. Phyllis Yoga is the executive director of the LaGrange County Convention and Visitors Bureau. That's not the LaGrange that's the western suburb. We're talking Indiana and Amish country. Is that right, Phyllis?
Absolutely.
So welcome to the show. How far away are you all then, if I'm downtown Chicago?
We are just 2 hours and 20 minutes to exit 121 from Navy Pier.
Okay, so less than a 2.5 hour drive from Chicago, and I get to, what do you call that area? It's Shipshawana, right?
Shipshawana, right, named after Chief Shipshawana, so, yeah.
And is that Amish country? Is that what we're talking now?
It is. Shipshawana is the heart of Amish country. We're the third largest Amish community in the U.S., so.
What does that mean? What is I know a little bit about that, but tell me who they are, what that is, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, Amish Mennonite faith, they are descendants from the Anabaptists, and they are as much a lifestyle. They're Christian, but it's a lifestyle, so they kind of shy away from the modern conveniences of life, including electricity. So it's just kind of a step back in time. Most people would equate it with kind of like Western days, but
yeah. It's
style that they've continued. So whether it's their dress is conservative, they use buggies and horses for transportation, whereas we use cars and other vehicles.
So not to belabor the point, but just to know where I'm going, while there's Wi-Fi and internet there, they don't avail themselves of it?
No, some of them will use it at work, but they don't use it at home and in their private lives.
I see. So then do I come to sort of witness that, or what do I come to Amish country for?
Well, you come to Amish country for the food, of course, which is great. I mean, it's melt-in-your-mouth roast beef and fried chicken and wonderful baked goods, all homemade. And then there's, of course, the Amish culture that's just intermingled here. So it's not an attraction in itself. It just happens to be here in the way that people live in and around. About 50% of the population of LaGrange County are Amish. And then, like any other destination, we've got lots of things to interest people. So we have a flea market that's 100 years old this year. It started back when the Amish would come to town and trade goods or food or animals for things that they needed. And it's continued. It has over 700 booths there. So everything from new stuff to antique old stuff where you need to find that piece of Corelware that your grandma used to have and you've looked all over for it. So lots of things to do at the flea markets. It's every Tuesday and Wednesday, and then there's special flea markets and holiday weekend flea markets as well. So for a small town, there's 700 residents here, but we get 2 million visitors a year. So there's lots to attract people. And a lot of that is because of our entertainment venues.
Oh, really? Talk about that.
Yeah, we've got a Blue Gate Theater, which has musicals that feature Amish life, really hysterical kind of programs, comedic in nature. And they are in a 350-seat theater above the Blue Gate restaurant, so you can grab dinner and a show. We have a 1,500-seat new auditorium at the Blue Gate Performing Arts Center, and it brings some major acts, international and national artists. Coming up, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Michael W. Smith, Tanya Tucker, Lori Morgan, Trace Adkins, Brian Regan. So comedy, Christian, country, rock, they really do it all there. And you can see the whole list of the shows that are available on our website at visitshipshawana.org, and just click on the button that says All Events, and it'll give you a listing of everything that's happening on any date. But tons and tons of programs there, lots of tribute shows popular with our audience and visitors here.
Just talk a little bit more about the shopping for a second. When I think of Amish country, I also think of handcrafted items. You mentioned the flea market, but are there a lot of stores or venues to buy woodworking and things like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have a downtown area that's two blocks long, so four streets worth of little shops that are in old homes, actually. So they're quite quaint. It's very charming, has a Norman Rockwell feel to it. And it's a variety of things that they sell in there and handcrafted items. And at the end of those blocks is what's called the Davis Mercantile. It used to be an old trading post, an old hotel in years gone by that's been converted, and it's got 21 shops inside it. And so everything from a music store to ladies' fashions to home decor to whatever it might be, including a 1906 carousel on the top floor. So you could spend a whole day there. But beyond that, we have a map, a trail of off the beaten path, and it's called Off the Beaten Path. And you can pick up that brochure and follow that map around the countryside of LaGrange County, hitting those Amish shops or those small businesses and little tucked away treasures that are all throughout the county. Kind of go at your own pace and shop wherever you like. So you see a lot of Amish handcrafted items on that tour.
I want to ask you about food and dining. Is it a dry town? And talk about the restaurants.
Well, it's dry in the sense that the town proper is in Shipshewana, but 6 miles down the road, there's a place you can get a beer with a burger or a glass of wine. And just 10 minutes down the road, which isn't far for people living in the city, that's hop, skip, and a jump. But to us, it's the next town over. But they have great restaurants. Many with, kind of some eclectic fare, kind of home cooking, or even just some lighter fare. So there's lots and lots of options here.
Well, you said it's a town of 700 people. So am I staying in Shipshewana, or would I be staying in one of these towns outside of Shipshewana?
Well, we have three large hotels within Shipshewana. So we have over 400 hotel rooms right in Shipshewana, even though it is a small town. And then within 15 minutes, we have three major chain hotels, good reputation chain hotels up on the 8090 road right there at the exit of 121.
I see.
So lots of choices. But there's also Amish B&B. There's camping. You can stay, if you're camping, tent camping or camper camping, or if you're even interested in renting a log cabin. All of that is available, if not right in Shipshewana, within miles of it.
This is our Best of the Midwest series, and in this case, 2.5 hours from downtown Chicago is Shipshewana. This is LaGrange County in Indiana on the eastern side of the state. This texter says, hey, the Blue Gate Restaurant and the Bread Box Bakery are my favorite stops in Shipshewana. I guess you know about those places, huh?
Oh, absolutely. The Blue Gate Restaurant is a favorite, no doubt about it. Like I said, they have the melt-in-your-mouth roast beef, the fried chicken. They do family style where you sit down at a oak table and they pass around a big bowl of mashed potatoes and you help yourself. Or you can do the buffet on the downstairs level, and they have over 20 kinds of pie on that buffet, homemade pie. So
talk to me about the Menahoff Museum.
Yeah, that is a great place. I mean, it's really for people interested in the Amish culture and finding out, how did that all begin and what are the religious kind of background to that. It's a great little museum, has some interactive exhibits, gives some video to talk about it, and the Amish are there to greet you and answer questions that people have. And there's in toward the back, about three-quarters of the way in, there's a video that shows how they built the Menahoff Museum in 6 days without a single nail in it. So it's well worth a trip through there. And little things like it'll tell you how many miles in a day can a horse go, or how many buggies will a family own in their lifetime. Little things like that of real interest.
So you can drop into this Norman Rockwell painting, although I think in Norman Rockwell they had electricity or the internet. Wait, do the Amish use electricity, did you say?
They do not. No, they do not.
Wow.
Their bishop may approve them to use it in the course of business, but they don't have that in their homes, no.
I'll give you the website.
We have of electricity, air conditioning, and all the amenities of, current life here for our visitors who are not Amish.
I think you can't make that point often enough, but I would expect as much. I mean, sure, if I'm going to visit there, I'm not Mennonite. They can live that way. I want to visit this town, and I want air conditioning. The shops and restaurants are closed on Sundays also, right?
Yes, they are in Shipshewana proper, and any Amish shop will be closed on Sunday. And but there's plenty of outdoor activities, renting canoes and kayaks, the mural tours, the quilt gardens, and those are gardens that are actually planted with flowers in the patterns of quilt patterns. Huh. So there's plenty of things, driving tours and things to do on Sunday. And we're only a short hop, skip, and a jump to the next county over, where things are open on Sunday as well.
Phyllis Yoga is the executive director of the LaGrange County Convention and Visitors Bureau and obviously knows her Shipshewana well. This is a lot of fun. I have not been there, but I'm intrigued, and you've done a nice job here, Phyllis. Thanks for filling us in.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. We're pleased to talk to your listeners. So we hope to see you here in Shipshewana soon.
This is the Best of the Midwest series. We do this every Thursday at this time to give you a chance to maybe plan your weekend or something further down the road.